And then she forgot that she put that stuff in there and bought the purse and, you know, was all fine or whatever. And later on, realized, like, after she had gotten home, like, oh, I accidentally just stole all the stuff in this little purse. Like, well, oh well, I guess.
Ooh, wow. Well, ooh. Yeah. Sorry about that.
I didn't mean to do it, and now they're out of business. Look what you did.
It's all your fault. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast, where every week we answer questions about our lives in hopes that you can relate to it just a little bit. This is episode 185. I am one of your hosts, Spider, and I am joined, as always, by my wonderful co-host, Ashley. How you doing today, Ashley?
I'm doing all right. I took a nap, so that's always nice.
Was it a restful nap?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
I went to take my nap a little earlier than I usually do, so I woke up a little bit earlier, so I'm a little more awake, because a lot of times I wake up right before the podcast, but since I took it earlier, I woke up earlier.
Okay.
So that's always nice. It's been a little tough at work. Monday was fine. Ever since then, it's just been a little, there's been a lot going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But my coworker said, like, I don't know if it was last night or the night before, that there was whatever the moon was called. You know, the moon has so many different phases or whatever. It was called, like, the Big Beaver Moon or something.
Haven't heard of that one.
And it was I haven't heard of that one either. And she said it was, like, a full moon. So I was like, oh, that'll do it. And so, then it's right before Thanksgiving break, so.
So there's a harvest moon, there's a wolf moon, there's a blue moon, and now there's a big beaver moon.
Yeah, there's a pink moon, there's a, hold up, there's so many moons. I don't know. There's like, I think there was like a big worm moon or something. I know. That one I might be making up. I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past the moon. The moon sounds like that's a very complex body in space.
There's always so many different ones. Like, you know, harvest moon, that's a normal one.
Mm-hmm.
Just normal full moon, that's a normal one. Yeah. Even a blue moon, that's a normal one. But then you start getting into like the wolf moon and the super moon and the
big
beaver moon. Yeah. it's like what? Why are there so many different moon things?
Because
like, I don't even know what those are called.
Because farmers were bored and they had nothing to do when the sun went down. So when they couldn't sleep, they started making up names for the moon.
I see. I just looked it up because I don't know why I did before. The November full moon was called the Beaver Moon because it was either when beaver traps were set or when beavers were preparing for winter. Other nicknames for the full moon in November include the Frosty Moon and the Snow Moon, according to NASA.
Mm.
Thanks, NASA.
And then global warming took effect and it stopped snowing so much in November.
Oh, see, but it was actually snowing today.
Oh, really? Like, well,
yeah, not a whole lot. It was like the little, instead of flakes of snow, it was like the little balls of snow. So it kind of looks more like hail, but it's snow.
Can't say that I was.
And it does it sometimes. Like yesterday, it was so warm out. It was like in the, like, 60s or something,
mm-hmm.
close to 60 or something. So super warm yesterday. And then today, it was back to normal temperatures for this time. So it's probably why it's a little. But it's actually not sticking. It's cold and it's dark, so it's gonna be here, but by the morning it's gonna be gone. But it's sitting on like all the leaves and the grass right now.
Oh, okay.
So it's enough that you can see it, but it's not really like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ground's still not really cold enough for anything to stick yet.
Gotcha.
But yeah, like, I was like, oh, it's actually, like, kind of snowing. Like, it has a little bit here and there, but obviously the ground's not warm enough, or the ground's not cold enough for anything to stick, because we've had so many days where it's like, oh, it feels like winter now, and then suddenly it's, like, back to, like, warmer fall temperatures, so it's just been all over the place. You know why? Global warming.
Right.
So it comes right back. But anyway, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, I mean, it's just been a normal week at work. Nothing eventful, so that's always a good thing. Quiet. Mm-hmm. Still a whole bunch of meetings, but it still allows me to get some work done. Can't complain. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, we've only got a few days left before Thanksgiving break, so that's definitely nice, because we definitely all need it.
Right.
Like, we've had so many of our kids that are also like, see, because then it's one of those things where it's like, are they sick? Like, with the flu, or with COVID, or with whatever else is going around, because there's other illnesses. There's, like, RSV, there's hand, foot, and mouth, you know, all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Or is it just allergies, or, you know. So, today we sent one of our kids home, because I think, see, I don't know if it was just allergies or not. He does have allergies. But was just, sometimes the mask doesn't help.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of these kids aren't really good yet at being able to wipe their own nose and throw it away. They just wait till it gets really gross in their mask, right. And then they take their mask off and just look at you like, help me.
There's a flood of snot mucus in your mask.
Yes.
Oh my god.
So then, depending on what kind of mask it is, if it's one that we can throw away, then we just throw it away and get them a new one. But if it's, you know, one that they could wash, then we just put it in a bag so to send it home so it can be washed. And have to get them a new mask and wipe their nose and, you know, so much magic soap and, well, that's what we call it, the hand sanitizer. And
magic,
like,
soap. I like that.
That's what we've always called it with the kids. Or what my grandma would call it with the kindergartners was handitizer. That's just what a lot of them would say.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's just so much of that. He was just miserable today. You could see it on his face. You know, like when your allergies are bad or you're sick or whatever, like he just looked so sad and miserable. So I was like, all right, we'll send you home. Sorry, buddy. I hope you feel better.
One of those just feelings like, I just really don't want to be here right now.
Yup. And it was like his nose and like his upper lip were so red from constantly wiping it. And it was constantly runny. And his eyes just looked so sad. He was rubbing his eyes and he was so tired. And it's like, all right, you just go home and get some rest.
Yeah, poor buddy.
Yeah, but between all of the kids like that, and then half of them got like coughs or the runny nose or both.
Right.
And it's like, oh my goodness. Like, like, last year, we had taken, I think it was the week of Thanksgiving off, because it's only, you know, however, it's like 2.5 days or something like that. We had just taken it off. Their reasoning last year was stupid, though, because it was like, to prevent the spread of COVID or something. And it was like, well, if you want to do that, you should take the week after Thanksgiving off. Okay. Because, you know, people traveled and stuff, and not so many people traveled last year, but this year I'm gonna bet more are traveling, and they're not gonna say anything because they're not gonna want to quarantine.
Probably.
You know, so my co-workers and I were talking about it, like, we should just do what we did last year and just take these next few days off, like either take tomorrow off, keep it, but just take the week of Thanksgiving off. It's only 2.5 days, and we're all starting to get real stressed, and there's, you know, definitely like sicknesses and things going around, and let's just take it. I don't think it's gonna happen, but we'll see.
I mean, it wouldn't hurt.
No, it'd be nice. But and if you get like the diocese involved, the diocese will probably say no,
right?
And the principal might just say no, and it's just one of those things where I think it would make the most sense, but sometimes what makes the most sense doesn't always happen.
Very true. Because they would take that as a day that you have to make up at the end of the year, right?
Well, they'd probably be counted towards snow days, so then...
Oh, okay.
If we ended up having more snow days, then we would have to make them up at the end of the year.
Got it.
But last year, we didn't get that many snow days. Like, we legit, I think we're allowed 6, I want to say, that you can get without having to make any time up. And I don't remember how many we got, but it was, like, maybe, like, 2. So we were able to get out a little bit early last year, actually, where at the end of the year they took off like a couple days because we had these snow days that we didn't end up doing. So they're like, oh, well, we'll just at the end of the year, just, you know, get out a little earlier. So that was kind of nice.
Yeah.
But so if they used these 2.5 days, you know, I don't know if it'd be counted towards snow days or what it'd be, but I mean, we did it last year. We were fine. So
yeah.
I think we should do the same this year, but we'll see. Yeah. Everyone's a little stressed.
Understandably so.
Yeah. I guess we'll just have to see. I'll have to let you know next time we record whether we got that time off or not.
Yeah.
But what a time.
But
I'll still show up unless I don't have to.
I mean, that's, you know, that's a fair attitude there. But being as it is the holiday season and it is a time to spend with family and with other loved ones, I want to know, when you do have get-togethers with your family and with your friends, do you have any favorite, like, party games or board games or card games that you like to play?
A go-to one that my family's always done, I used to know how to play, but I had forgotten, is Euchre. It's a, I don't know where they all play it, but I know it's a very common Michigan thing to play Euchre.
Okay.
My mom, my dad, my grandma, and my papa used to always play it on New Year's Eve and up north a lot. But then my papa stopped going up north because once he started to get a little older and he didn't really want to go anywhere or do anything. He's more introverted anyway. Then they only had 3 players because you need 4. And so then they weren't really playing it. And then New Year's, they played it last year because I don't think they had played it in a while and I don't know why. But last year they played it. And they're like, you need to watch so you can figure out how to play again so we can play, like, other times. I'd have to have them teach me again how to play it. But yeah, it involves a normal deck of cards. That's all I can remember. What else? Sometimes we'll play Uno or Spot It. Those are always fun ones. That's usually between more me and, like, kids, like my siblings. Sometimes my mom or my grandma will play too. At least Spot It. They usually don't play Uno. But those are usually my go-to because I like those games.
Yeah.
So that's, and then with my friend too, we like to play both of those. Because you can play them both with, you know, only 2 players, which unfortunately there's a lot of games that you can't. Let's see what else. We did play ping pong last year. That's not a, like, a board game or a card game.
It can be considered a party game.
Yeah, we played it New Year's last year because my grandma got my parents, well, it was like for, you know, all of us, a ping pong table for Christmas. So on New Year's, you know, it's still super new and we're still all getting, learning it and stuff. So we played it a lot. We don't play it as much anymore just because it's not as new, but every now and then it's like, let's go play.
Yeah.
So I know we did that last year and we might end up doing that again this year once everyone's over and stuff, especially once, I'm sure for Christmas. I don't know about Thanksgiving. My aunt and uncle and my 2 cousins usually come over for... Usually it's both Christmas and Thanksgiving, but don't know if they're coming over for Thanksgiving, but I'm sure they are Christmas because I know they did last year for Christmas, so...
Yeah.
And they like to play that too, you know, and all of us are super competitive, so that's always fun. That's all I can think of. What about you?
I know when we were younger, my family, when we get together like for Thanksgiving and Christmas, the traditions that we had was that we would always play Pictionary. And it was always my parents' generation, my mom, my aunt, all of their cousins, and then my grandmother and a couple of her sisters, it would all play. And once we got old enough to kind of get involved a little bit, so they would let us play. And not that I am or have ever been a talented artist, but I could draw fairly well enough to be able to depict all of the random like clues or whatever that you would get in Pictionary. So anytime we would go to my cousin's house for the holidays and they would break out Pictionary, it was at least a 20-minute debate on whose team I was going to be on. And so it became like like a schedule. It's like, y'all had him for Thanksgiving. We going to get him. Y'all had him last time. He going to be on our team this time. And then it got to the point to where they just told me that I couldn't play anymore because it became too one-sided. Whoever team I was on, that's who will win. So I was like, okay, well, I don't get to have fun anymore.
Yeah, you're too good. No more fun.
Yeah. So I just had to sit back and watch. And so hilarious. Watching them trying to... One of my cousins, she would draw... Notorious for drawing stick figures. But instead of her trying to draw more to elaborate on what the picture was, she would just constantly keep circling it and like tapping the picture just to try to just one certain part of the picture, whatever part that she was focused on, she just keep circling, keep tapping, and they're like, we don't know what like that me. Is but as my generation, as we matured into adults, we started playing categories, Taboo, some of those guessing games, the Heads Up, the mobile game that I want to say Ellen created, but I'm sure she had a team of people that created the game. We used to play that a lot. That was a great any of those guessing games we find to be a lot of fun, because depending on who you've grown up with, like my two cousins, they're sisters. So, you know, they've been living in the same house for pretty much their entire lives up until my youngest cousin got married and they got a house. They just bought a house last year. But so when my two cousins would play like Taboo or Heads Up. So, you know, with Taboo, you get a card. Excuse me. There's a word at the top of the card and then there's a list of words underneath it. And you have to get your partner to guess what the word is at the top without saying any of the words in a list. And with them having grown up together, lived in the same house, went to the same school all the way up until the older sister went to college. But even though she was still in college and she was in college about 45 minutes away from New Orleans, she would still come home almost every weekend. So the clues and hints that they gave each other, it was like, oh, well, and then they read, you know, they get the word and they're like, oh, this this teacher did this at this year when we were in school. It was like corn. It was like, wait, what? Yeah. I was like, that's not fair. That's like it defeats the spirit of the game. So we had to separate them. They couldn't be on the team together. And so we moved away from the word guessing games. And after I got into Rooster Teeth, I started trying to get them into some of the games that they play. Like, I was a backer for $1 Million, but I got the card game. I tried to get them into that. We played it for a little bit because the reason I wanted to try to introduce them to it, because we had been playing Cards Against Humanity. I'm like, you know, it's a little bit like Cards Against Humanity, but, you know, kind of a different premise, but still, you know, a little bit of the same, the same spirit. And just hearing them try to justify, you know, their like $1 million premise into why it would be a good premise to pick. Just those are the most hilarious things. But they didn't really take the Cards Against Humanity. I tried to introduce them to werewolves, Because I know we are an argumentative bunch, but I don't think we're very deceptive. So I think that's where the allure for that game kind of got lost, because nobody's really keen on like being tricky or deceitful or anything like that. So werewolves didn't stick either. But my mom, every time she comes down, she has this little this tile game called Roomie Cube. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
I've heard of it.
But she loves playing that. It's basically, for the most part, just like a number and color matching game. So basically, you want to get all of the tiles out of your hand by matching either a set of three numbers or what they call like a run of the same color. So like if you have a 4, 5, 6, 7 all in orange, you put those down out of your hand. And then, so my mom loves playing that. Like she, because with them being in an RV, so like everywhere they go, they have it with them. So every time she comes back home, she makes sure that she brings it. It's that and Phase 10. Phase 10 is another one that they love to play. And it's essentially kind of like the same premise of Roomie Cube, but it's just with cards instead of tiles.
Yeah, I've heard of that one too, because I've seen it at like the store, because it's with hanging with like Uno and stuff, those kinds of card games.
Yeah.
But I've never looked at it or like, you know, figured out what it is, because I don't know. It's just like, whatever. It's just another card game.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've never been like a super like gamey kind of family when it comes to things. A lot of it is also we're so varied in age range.
Yeah.
So it's a little more tricky. Like every now and then, especially around Christmas, if someone gets like some board games or something, then sometimes various groups of the family will like play it. Like Trouble or, you know, something like that.
Ooh, I haven't played Trouble in forever.
I know, me neither. The problem also is now they make those games so cheaply. It's so bad. Yeah. It used to actually be like an actual like board and everything was connected, and now it's like a cheap thick plastic thing with like a cheap cardboard insert that you have to put over top that sits weird, so it's hard for the pegs to like sit on the things. And yeah, so now that's how all the games are made, but
right.
Either
that or they try to modernize everything to where like Monopoly is all with debit cards and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. Like one of my favorite board games has always been Life.
That's always great. It's always been a great one.
I know. So I like to play that one, but I haven't had one in a long time. But that was always my go-to whenever, if we played any board games, like me or my friends growing up or something, I always liked that one. It's one that it could take up a good chunk of time, but it's also fairly easy and straightforward, and like you could still complete it. It's not something like Monopoly.
Yeah.
So I always liked that one. But no, we haven't really had anything. My friend and I have passed like in Barnes & Noble, they have, you know, like a little game section or whatever with board games, and they have like Clue and stuff. I was like, oh, we should get Clue sometime and like play that. But the one they have there is like the really nice, expensive version.
Oh,
so we've talked about it. We're like, someday we'll get this game, or we'll go and find like a normal one somewhere.
Yeah.
I played that a little bit growing up. That's another one that is just not a whole lot. Yeah, that's pretty much it. We kind of more just sit around and talk most of the time. Up north is usually where we do more of our games. Or sometimes New Year's, because that's a lot of just sitting around and waiting till late at night.
Yeah, that's true.
I've got a question.
So
mine also has to do with like, because the holidays are coming up. I think we've talked before about other traditions that we have for other holidays, but I don't know if we have for Thanksgiving. And I know you just said like one of the things you do is like play board games, but do you have any other kinds of traditions or anything that you do on Thanksgiving?
Not much, other than just, just the standard tradition of getting together and eating. I think now that all of the kids, and when I say kids, I mean us, this generation, now that we're all adults, we're expected to do more. Like normally before it'd be my mom and my grandmother and my aunt and uncle, going around the kitchen and, they do the majority of the cooking and we help out in the kitchen. And now we're all in our own places. We have our own kitchens. We know how to cook. So it was so funny. So my mom created a group text message with all of our family a couple days ago. And she just texted. She was like, the menu for Thanksgiving. She was like, a honey baked turkey, casserole, vegetables, gumbo, all this other kind of stuff. And then so she just kind of let it sit, and everybody was like, okay, that's the menu. And we just let it go. And then so a few minutes later, she texts back, okay, so who's making what? And I was like, oh, okay, so that's what that was her intent behind the message. She was saying that this is what I want to have. Who's gonna make what?
Menu. You all have to provide it.
And so we're like, oh, okay, all right. So then we started saying, okay, well, I can do this, I can do that, And so, I went to the store earlier today to go pick up some stuff to make a cake. So I'm like, I feel like as of right now, that's the only thing that I can contribute to the menu is to make a cake. So that's what I'll be doing next week. But yeah, as other than that, no, I think we just. Because we, I think, got so crazy with other holidays. Like, before my mom retired, Christmas Eve was like a big to do. But because she was in the big house, and we would go over to her house, and all the kids and the grandkids would all go over there, and it would just be like a whole thing. Like, going from, I want to say, like, maybe 5:30, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, all the way until midnight to 1 in the morning, because what they wanted to do was like make them, it's midnight, it's officially Christmas, so let the kids open all their gifts at midnight. So it was just basically a big party. And then of course on New Year's we have our, big New Year's Eve thing. And so I think for Thanksgiving it was like, okay, Thanksgiving is gonna be simple. We're just gonna everybody get together, we'll have food, we'll hang out for a little bit, and then that'll be it. We do watch football. I know there's a lot of families that, watch the Thanksgiving Day football games. That's one of the things that we do. Because we normally, because even though it's like Thanksgiving dinner, we eat early, like 1:30 in the afternoon. We eat like real early. But yeah, we'll sit there and we'll watch football, we'll eat, and then the kids will get together and play some kind of game or whatever after all the grown folks have had their fill and they're on the couch and they're passed out sleeping or they're done with us being loud, so they go upstairs and go watch TV upstairs while we're downstairs making a ton of noise. But yeah, that's about pretty much all we do for Thanksgiving. How about you?
We don't have like a whole lot of we do more around like Christmas. But we always go over usually fairly early, usually closer to maybe like one or two, to wherever it is, 'cause it used to be different places. When we used to do it with more of our extended family, it would usually be at, one of my aunt's houses. But now we kind of do it with just smaller, and we only do like our big extended family thing around Christmas. So the past couple years, because we've done it at my grandma's house before, and we've done it at my one aunt's house, and the past couple years, I think the past two at least, we've done it at my parents' house. And so I have to actually go over there. But most of the people who are supposed to be coming are already there because it's at my mom's house, and then my grandparents are right next door, and I'm right down there. So it's really just my aunt who has to travel a little bit. And then, kind of just hang out. Usually my mom, my grandma, my aunt make most of the food. My aunt's not a big cook though. But my grandma and my mom are. So usually, like, one of the things my aunt will bring every time are those little, like, ham roll-ups, where it's just, like, ham, cream cheese, and pickles.
Mm-hmm.
She makes some without pickles, because, like, I know my sisters don't like the ones with pickles. But that's always, like, as soon as she shows up, we devour those. So that's, like, gone. That's part of, like, the little appetizer, because there's always, like, some appetizers out. You know, crackers and cheese and certain dips. There's, like, this one dip that my grandma makes that we all really like. And then sometimes there's shrimp, because my papa and my aunt like that. But they're the only ones. But if it's there, I'll try it. If it's there. Even though it's been a couple years, so I'll try it, even though it's just the normal shrimp. And then, you know, kind of just hang out until dinner's ready, and then help to kind of move things around, you know, like move the appetizers out of the way and bring the food out to wherever it's supposed to be, the counter, the table, whatever. What happens a lot ends up being we all forget about the rolls until, like, dinner's ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, well, time to put the rolls in. It's gonna be a while. We'll have rolls for dessert.
Yeah.
It happens way too often. And that's the thing, because I'm not really a big cook either. So the past couple years, I've just been bringing rolls. So I'm like, that's something I can provide.
Yeah.
I can do that. And so the past couple years, we've been okay with, like, the rolls, but it's always a big possibility that someone forgets to put them in. Either they're in too long or they're not in time.
Yeah.
And then same for, like, we always end up having cinnamon rolls.
The bless you.
Okay, I thought I had another.
Oh. It finally came out.
Yeah, I know. Since I've been beginning. We always have cinnamon rolls that my grandma makes. So she'll put those in at some point. Usually sometime either right after dinner or, you know, it depends on how long they take. Those are always really good. So we have those for dessert. And other things, like, grandma always makes a pumpkin pie. And usually my mom will bring, like, they're like frozen strawberries with sugar. And then angel food cakes, like little mini ones. And then whipped cream, so you can have, like, a little strawberry shortcake. And grandma will usually bring frozen chocolate eclairs. You know, we have a lot of the same things because we know what we like.
Right.
Then we kind of just, I see, when we were, well, when the kids were younger, and when I was younger, right after dinner, or even right before, it'd be like, all right, here's all the magazines, here's Target and Kohl's and, you know, whatever. Just look at things, circle it, tell me what you want so I can make a list. But nowadays, you know, that we're all older, most of us, if not all of us, prefer more things that you can kind of just find online, so you kind of just gotta make your own list like that. But
yeah,
that's always still the case, eh, Andy? And my grandma will usually go around and be like, all right, I need lists. So it's like, all right, well, I either got to text it to you or I got to email it to you, or, you know, whatever.
Then you link or something.
Yeah. And then it's like, if you don't give me anything, you're getting a gift card. There's that. And then usually the past couple years I've been going with my mom to go, like, the Black Friday shopping. We usually will go later on Thanksgiving Day, you know, closer to, like, 8 or even later. But a lot of times my mom, especially the last couple of years, she's like, there's nothing really that seems too good. She's like, maybe, like, this one place, but she's like, I don't know, we could just go and see what there is. And then sometimes she goes back on Friday, back out to see what's out there, if there's different deals or whatever. And sometimes she does it. And then when we, you know, sometimes I'll go with her and sometimes not. Usually I have been going both days, just to see what's out there. And then I'm usually in charge of the cart while she's, you know, grabbing things or whatever. She doesn't like to go by herself to something like that, because I've never seen it get crazy, but I know, you know, on the news you see that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That it can be, so. That was the time. It wasn't last year. It wasn't the year before either, because it wasn't for COVID. So it must have been, like, 2018? Maybe in 2017. I don't remember, but I know my mom and I went out shopping, and we got coffee from Speedway.
Okay.
And we were, like, we had just gotten it before we stopped at our first place, which was, I think, Target. And within 15 minutes of us being there, my mom spilled her coffee.
Oh, no.
Like a big, tall coffee that we had just gotten, so she barely had any, and it just spilled over the floor. So then that was a big thing. You know, people had to come over and, like, wipe it up. I was like, oh, God. And the next day, we went out again, and we were at, like, Michael's or something, like a craft store. And, well, as soon as she got a coffee for the day, I was like, all right, we'll see how this goes. And it was all well and fine up until it was mostly gone. But, like, when we were checking out of Michael's, it did spill, like, a little bit. And I was like, ah, there it is. So it's just 2 days in a row that she had spilled it. I was like, what's going on? Why did this happen? Like, I have Snapchat memories of it.
It's immortalized forever.
So every time they come up, I'm like, oh, here it is. Hey, Mom, remember? yeah, I'll usually go out with her to go out shopping. There's not a whole lot that we usually get nowadays. Just because, you know, she usually does most of her shopping online as well. But sometimes she'll pick up some stocking stuffers or, you know, like, if she could find some cute kind of like holiday pajamas or something, or something like that, then she'll grab those. But most of her stuff, she's like, most of you guys just want stuff online, so I just order it off of wherever.
Yeah.
But it's still kind of nice to just go out. She always also gets her wrapping paper from, I want to say Rite Aid, because they always have, like, it's like a buy three for, I don't know, but it's always like a really good deal on wrapping paper. So she always stocks up on all her wrapping paper, usually on the Friday. Mm. And then she's got it already. And then nowadays I help her wrap and stuff too, but we don't do that till closer to Christmas. And I suck at wrapping, but it's like me, Mom, and Dad all, like, down the basement desperately, like, trying to wrap presents and keep track of, like, all right, whose did I wrap? And you have to kind of, like, like, we each get, like, a kid that we're wrapping so you can keep track. And then, you know, you gotta hand it to, I think it's my mom who does, like, the Santa writing, so she can write, like, the name of the person on it.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I mean, like, I don't know how my youngest brother, even my other brother, I don't know how either of them view Santa. I don't know, you know.
They still believe, but obviously, and everything.
I don't know if they do or not. But obviously, me and my sisters are old enough that we all know.
Yeah.
But that's why usually, like, we all wrap all of them. But then my mom and dad always have to do whatever they got for me at a separate time, because they can't. I mean, there's some things that I know I got. Sometimes if we're out on those days and I'm like, oh, I'd like this. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, I get it. I'm like, sure. She's like, okay. Like, 1 year she did that with, like, an electric kettle. Cause I was like, oh, I really want an electric kettle. Cause I hate, at the time I didn't have any kettle and I was drinking a lot of tea. Mm-hmm. I was like, I hate just boiling, like, a pot of water on the stove. It'd be a lot easier if I had, like, some sort of kettle. And yeah. So when I saw a cheap electric one, I was like, oh, I'd like this. And she's like, okay, this is for Christmas. I was like, cool, thanks. You know?
See, that's the easy part, where you don't have to, like, worry about trying to figure something out and be like, oh, I like this. This is going to be useful.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, hey, I'm right here next to you, and there's this thing that I want, and it's, you know, like, $20. Can I have it? You wrap it for me for Christmas. Okay. Exactly. Once you turn an adult, it's like, I need a kettle.
Right.
I need a laundry basket.
I remember.
Yeah, that's always fun.
I remember 1 year my aunt gave me like a carving knife for Christmas.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the greatest thing that I've ever gotten. I was so happy about it.
Exactly. It's like, I'm torn between, like, do I want practical stuff or do I want fun stuff? Because right. It's like, practical stuff, you know, I need.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I can't always buy the fun stuff I want because I have to buy practical stuff.
Right, exactly. So it's like, you gotta balance it out.
Yeah, it's like, all right, here, how about you get me a kettle, but also, like, you know, an album or something.
Yeah.
Make it a little nicer. But yeah, so that's always fun. My mom used to go with, like, I know she used to go with one of my cousins, and she used to go with my aunt. It's funny, because one year she went with my aunt, back when Toys R Us was a thing, and back when my sisters were younger, so they liked things from Toys R Us and stuff.
Yeah.
And my mom and my aunt went out shopping, and my aunt found, like, a little purse or something, and then she just started, like, putting stuff into it. Of like, okay, so when I wrap it, like, I could put this in here, so I have to see what'll fit. And then she forgot that she put that stuff in there and bought the purse and, you know, was all fine or whatever. And later on, realized, like, after she had gotten home, like, oh, I accidentally just stole all this stuff and put in this little purse. Like, well, oh well, I guess.
Ooh, wow. Well, ooh. Yeah. Sorry about that.
I didn't mean to do it, and now they're out of business. Look what you did.
It's all your fault.
I should tell her that next time. But yeah, that or one year, my dad was like sleeping on the couch waiting for my mom to get home. And one of the kids was like a baby. I don't remember who it was. It might have been one of my brothers. But my mom and my cousin got home from shopping or whatever. You know, it's late at night.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom had, like, unlocked the door and opened it up. And my dad jumped up and just started swinging. Because he's like, all I felt was cold air. I just assumed it was someone breaking in and they were going to, like, hurt the baby or whatever. So... Oh, and my cousin saw that and was like, I'm gonna go. My mom had to, like, go over and, like, wake him up while, like, he, like, just had to shout his name, like, it's me! It's just me! Relax!
Half asleep, just throwing haymakers into the wind.
Yup! Don't take my baby! Like, no one's trying to take your baby, you're fine. So I was too young for those, but I've heard stories.
Yeah.
But I get to see mom spill her coffee, so, you know, we'll see what happens this year. Especially now that I, like, really prefer iced coffee, because at the time it was hot coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd probably get some iced coffee and then mom will get hot coffee, and that's the worst when you spill that too.
Ooh, yes.
So we'll see how it goes, and we'll see if she even goes out. She hasn't said anything yet, but I guess I haven't really asked her either. If I did, she'd probably be like, I don't know, because she probably won't know till the day. But yeah, it's pretty much kind of like the same every year for the most part. We always do turkey on Thanksgiving and then, like, a ham on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But I prefer turkey, so I love Thanksgiving because I love turkey.
Yeah.
And then usually at some other point between Thanksgiving and Christmas, my mom will do what she calls kind of like our own little Thanksgiving, where she'll get a turkey and we'll kind of have a Thanksgiving dinner where it's like just our, like, immediate family.
Okay.
Just because, I guess. I don't know. That's kind of like a second little Thanksgiving thing. And then this year, I told my friend that if we want to have some sort of, like, Thanksgiving thing, we can. Because a lot of times she would go hang out with her immediate family. But lately, she's just, like, has not wanted to do that. I was like, well, if you want, like, when it comes to, like, holidays like that, if you don't want to go see your extended family, you know, like, you're an adult, you don't have to.
Yeah.
Like, don't let your mom feel guilty about that or anything. But I was like, we can, like, you know, like, me, you, your mom, we can invite, like, our other friend and just have, like, a little, you know, our own little holidays. Maybe not on the actual day, but, like, around it, like, maybe that weekend or something. Do, like, a little Christmas or a little Thanksgiving or something. So we haven't really talked about it a lot yet, so I don't know if we will, but, you know, just a little something just to still have kind of like a Thanksgiving.
Yeah. That was nice.
So I think that would be nice, yeah. But I always, I don't know what they do for Thanksgiving. I don't know what they, I don't know what they eat. So it'll be different. It'll be interesting. I don't know what their traditions are or anything. I know, I think that she said one of her aunts actually makes really good shortbread. So she's like, I need to find a good shortbread recipe or get it from her or something because it's really good. So there's that. But other than that, I don't know. It'll be interesting. Yeah, not too many Thanksgiving traditions. It's, you know, I don't want to say like a smaller or a lesser holiday, but when you compare it to Christmas, it kind of is, you know?
Yeah.
So we always have more kind of traditions that we do on Christmas, but, I know we've talked about Christmas traditions before.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know if we have about Thanksgiving. Also, I told you I spelled it wrong on the sheet. I was just writing it. Yeah, it was the first word because all I wrote was Thanksgiving traditions as like my topic. But I put T-H-A-N-S, and as soon as I wrote the S, I was like, oh, I forgot the K.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so I still put the K there, and I was like, oh, well, so yeah, it just says Thanksgiving.
And it's really only for you. Nobody else is going to see it.
I know, but it's still funny. Because I also was copying it down from my phone because I wrote it in my phone. And so I was copying it from my phone. I still wrote it wrong.
Oh, God. That's funny.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a mess at the beginning, but clearly it turned out okay.
It all ends well in the end. Oh,
but, yeah, nailed it.
But to any of our listeners, if you have any Thanksgiving traditions that you celebrate with your family or with your friends or any of your loved ones, something that you do every year and you want to share those with us, please feel free. You can reach out to us on social media. Go to our Tumblr page at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right there in the middle of the page. You can click on that. Or you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast, and that's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. Or you can find us on Twitter at Spider Bites Cast. Any one of those ways on social media, you can reach out to us. Or you can email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. Can ask us questions, leave us comments, critiques, anything you want to share with us. We would love to hear from you. If you want to follow the podcast and keep up with us when we post new episodes every week, you can follow us on just about any podcast streaming service. We're on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, you name it, there is a good chance that we are probably listed there. But if you do follow us, we ask if you can, leave us a rating, leave us a review. It's a good free way to help the show. And I emphasize free. It doesn't cost you anything. You know, you're saving up for those Christmas gifts or Hanukkah gifts or whatever holiday you celebrate this at the end of the year. But it's free. And it helps us because those ratings that you give us, it helps us move up those podcast charts. So that way, when people are looking for new podcasts to listen to, they're more likely to see our show up on that ranking list. But the reviews help us because they let us know what you feel about the show, the things you enjoy, the things you think we can improve upon, things you want to hear more of, things you want to hear less of. But basically, we take your reviews and we work them and we produce a better quality show for you. So that way you have a more enjoyable experience when you're listening to the show. If you don't utilize any podcast streaming services, you can still keep up the show by going to our website at anchor.fm/spiderbitespodcast. Online audio player, you can access it from a browser wherever you are, whether you're on a laptop, a PC, phone, or a tablet. just scroll down to whichever episode you want to listen to right there on the website and click play, and it'll start playing right there from your browser. If you want to get in touch with Ashley or myself individually, our social media links are in the description of the show, as well as all the other links to everything else that I just mentioned.
So my sister and I have been playing those games on iMessage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've been playing all different ones. Word Hunt is one we've been playing a lot, and usually I win those because, I don't know, I just, whether it be I get more words or more points, because sometimes, you know, she gets more points, but I, or more words, but I get more points or whatever.
Right.
But I play word games, like, on my own, so she's like, I always used to think I was really good at this, but, like, I keep losing them. And it's always, you know, it was always really funny. But the last three that we played, she won, and I was like, what the heck is going on? What? How did this happen?
She's coming into her own.
Like, you're on odd. This is the one game. It's like, Word Hunt and Filler are the only two games that I can, like, consistently win. And so far, I think I have won. We've only played a couple of games of Filler, but I think I've won all of them. But we played a lot of Word Hunt, and I've won most of them, but the last three in a row I've lost, and it's just like, what's going on here? Are you cheating? How are you doing that?
Yeah.
But, so I don't know what's going on with that, but I know she's really excited. There was one that, which I did end up winning that one, but she's like, wait, that one doesn't count, because I had to switch it, because I had to switch classes, but it counts if I win.
Yeah,
but that one she ended up losing.
My youngest cousin and I used to play some of the iMessage games, but for the most part we just played pool, and then after a while we just kind of just ended up getting away from it. I haven't done it in a while.
My sister and I will play them every now and then. We play a handful of them. It's like Bird Hunt, Filler, Cup Pong, Pool.
Oh yeah, we play Cup Pong too.
Mm-hmm. Those are usually the ones we play. Sometimes some others here and there. Like we play checkers, but I don't mind checkers in person, but
yeah.
Now that I'm playing it online, I was just like, I hate this. I'm over this.
Having to wait for somebody else to take their turn, and I don't know, it's just not the same. Yeah, it's just not the same.
Yeah. It took us, I don't know how long to get through that one game, and I ended up losing. And I was like, thank God, do you know how many times I wanted to, like,
just quit?
Like, throw it?
Like, never again. Never again.
Yeah. Or, like, there was one where we played that Connect 4, I don't remember what it's called on there, like, 4 in a row or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just... It was the most disgusting, like, Connect board I've ever seen. Like, it was literally, it'd take us so long to finish it because neither of us wanted to lose.
Right.
That it was almost all the way filled up. And it got to the point where eventually she won because there was no move I could make where it wouldn't allow her to win.
Yeah.
But every time we put another one down, I was like, this is, it just looks gross. It's so bad. But yeah, those are always fun to play. She's due right now. She's got I think darts and cup pong are the only ones that we currently have. Maybe pool too, I don't remember. And it's her turn, so I'm waiting on her. But
well, hopefully she plays back soon so you can keep the game going.
She'll probably do it like tomorrow morning and I'll be like, why in the morning? Yeah.
Oh, good times.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be our episode. It'll be Thanksgiving next week.
Mm-hmm.
So happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Yeah, have a nice, relaxing weekend, hopefully.
Hopefully. We'll see how it goes. But to all of our listeners, thank you so much for joining us this week. If you are in a country, I guess the U.S. is the only country that's celebrating Thanksgiving next week. But
any country except for the one.
Right. But if you are celebrating Thanksgiving, I hope you all have a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you. We appreciate you. And we hope to see you all for the next episode. Bye, everybody.
See ya.